Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, brand new Fall Out Boy. It is called My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark. Long title.
It is.
Didn't fit in the computer. Because in parentheses after that is Light 'Em Up.
All right.
So, there you go.
You can just call it Light It Up.
Light 'Em Up.
Light 'Em Up.
Light 'Em Up. There's a big difference. So, where are we sitting with the...
Storm of the century of the week!
Well, the most up-to-date forecast I have with snow totals that they're guessing we're going to get. Just a 20% chance of snow today, which means it's going to come late and we're not going to get much before midnight. Overnight tonight, about 3 inches. And then on Friday, snow before noon. Then a chance of flurries, about another half inch possible. So they're guessing 3.5-4 inches.
All right.
That's it. Disappointed, aren't you?
Nope. How many times have I been saying that I don't want snow the next couple of days, considering I'm planning on going out of town?
I wasn't talking about the snow.
Oh.
So much as the 3.5 inches.
Oh, that is disappointing.
You started it yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. So, what are the 5 happiest states according to Twitter? Researchers at the University of Vermont looked at 10 million tweets. How boring would that be? Considering 9.5 million of those are completely worthless. Anyway, They basically were just looking for how often people used words like love, beauty, hope, wonderful, and rainbow.
Or smiley face.
They'd have to do two searches, though. One with the colon and one with the semicolon.
Yeah, I would have been looking for smiley faces and winky faces.
Based on this super scientific criteria, the 5 happiest states in the country are...
Hawaii.
Vermont at number 5.
Okay.
Utah at number 4. Nevada at number 3. Maine at number 2.
Hmm.
And the number 1 happiest state, Hawaii.
That's what I said, Hawaii.
As for the happiest cities, Santa Cruz, California, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Santa Clemente, California, Longmont, Colorado, and Napa, California at number 1.
All right.
The saddest states in the U.S.
Seattle.
They looked for words like hurt, ugly, hate,
rain,
mad, and lied. Number 5 is Georgia. Number 4 is Delaware. Number 3, Maryland. Number 2, Mississippi. And number 1?
Washington.
Louisiana.
Oh. Okay.
What do you have against Washington?
I don't know.
In Seattle. Don't you like grunge?
I don't like rain.
It rains a lot there, but it never snows.
It's just kind of gloomy there.
Well, not never snows, but it doesn't snow very much.
Yeah.
But
I was just thinking of places that it was like gloomy and unhappy. That's what I was thinking.
Like Iowa?
Iowa is kind of gloomy and unhappy.
It's a little gloomy. It's a little sad. Especially after the car accident.
Yeah.
Tends to happen. Hillary Clinton, you know, she's no longer the Secretary of State. So she's out on the public speaking circuit.
Oh, goody.
Making some coin, too.
Oh, I'm sure. How much did she get?
$200,000 for a speech.
Say what?
$200,000.
How long is her speech?
I would guess that would get you an hour.
I would hope so.
I would hope you'd get an hour for $200,000. An autograph session backstage.
It better get you some meet and greets and a picture.
Here's what's funny, though.
Signing in some boobs.
She's getting more than Bill.
What?
Bill is making $189,000 for a speech.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. That's probably because he'll... take any amount of money to get out of the house.
Well, I don't blame him.
Plus, he always finds a nice young bonus when he's out on the road.
I wonder what his writer says.
Hot ladies everywhere. I want them in the bathroom. I want them in the closet. I want them everywhere. Okay. Boy, I haven't pulled out my Bill Clinton impression in quite a while.
That's pretty good. I don't think I've ever heard it before. I'm kind of impressed.
No fat chicks. What is the internet quote of the day, Mel?
I love your outfit. I hope it comes back in style.
The button didn't work, sorry.
Oh, okay. New music. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
So I mentioned this yesterday, but Star Magazine claims Britney Spears doesn't even sing on her own albums anymore. So the father of someone named My Marie says that she was paid to sing 7 songs on Britney's most recent album. But Maya, I think it's how you say her name, just said that she was a background singer. Britney's camp hasn't commented. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not. In the first full week of sales after the Grammy Awards, Album of the Year winners Mumford & Sons are back at number one in the Billboard chart, selling 185,000 copies. The 2013 Grammy nominees compilation album took the runner-up slot with 88,000 copies. And Grammy performer Bruno Mars rounds the top three with an unorthodox jukebox moving 86,000 copies. On TV tonight, American Idol, Grey's Anatomy, and Glee. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 937, 22 the high today with the snow coming. So that Britney Spears story, there's a little bit of something in there. I don't know. I was listening to clips. There was the YouTube video of this girl singing Hold It Against Me to a piano.
Okay.
Listen to her voice here.
If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow, if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me?
Okay, so there's her, this girl named Maya Marie, and here's Britney singing the same song. Okay, so
I don't really think they sound that similar.
No, and Britney kind of has this noise in her voice when she's singing.
Yeah.
And like you can hear that in there, but you can hear a couple other voices,
which would be background vocals.
So, if she got $1,000 per song to sing background vocals, doesn't really sound like, oh, she was doing all the singing. Britney didn't do any of it. Well, yeah, she sang on the album.
Sure, but she was the background singer.
Britney was there too.
And I don't even think background singers are usually in there at the same time when recording.
No, typically not.
Yeah. They're already singing. They're singing background to her voice.
Well, and a lot of times too, they'll double track stuff. Like they'll have them sing the same thing twice.
Right.
Just to kind of make it beefier sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's done quite a bit. But anyway, I don't know if there's a whole lot of... There might be a little bit of smoke, but I don't think there's a fire on the end of that.
I don't think so.
No, not at all. We got Heroes of the Day coming up. That is on the way. One of the stories that will not be making the Heroes of the Day, although it could, was the guy who, over in England, 44-year-old Darren Baldwin of Blackpool, England. He works in a warehouse at a novelty product manufacturer called SBS. His job is to pack stress balls into boxes.
Okay. That's
you know,
his
the
job.
Things you squeeze.
Yep. Okay.
Well, Darren was the victim of some layoffs. And apparently he did not use a stress ball to relieve his stress and anger.
Uh-oh.
Instead, he de-stressed directly into the face of his boss.
Yikes.
And not with a stress ball either. After the right hook, he flipped out, grabbed a couple of knives, and started screaming that he was going to cut up all of his coworkers.
Oh.
He pleaded guilty to assault and will be sentenced next month.
Mm.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Bummer.
A little ironic.
I could see being upset at a layoff.
I can
nothing
understand
to sneeze
that.
At, but I'm going to cut you up. What?
Dude, chill out.
All you need is some hot chicks. That's all it takes. Who needs a stress ball when you can have 4?
Oh,
how about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 22 today. The snow is going to come. Well, let's do heroes.
Every time you're a hero.
Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
On Monday, 28-year-old Jamie Sniffen of New York snuck out of the home that she shares with her boyfriend, 37-year-old Alan Slavin. Now, she took a taxi to see 45-year-old Larry Graff in New York as well. He's one of Alan's friends, and the police report describes him as, quote, obese.
Okay.
Turns out Jamie was cheating on Alan with Larry. But while she was there, she accidentally pocket dialed Alan so he could hear her and Larry going at it.
Oh.
Yeah. And he freaked out, of course. And he went to Larry's house, started yelling at them. Alan pulled a knife. Larry threw a 3-foot speaker at Alan and they started brawling. Alan pulled a pellet gun and pistol whipped Larry and then took off running.
Pellet gun?
Yep. Larry wasn't arrested, but he was hospitalized with a punctured lung. Excuse me. Yeah, not good there. Alan was charged with felony assault, and Jamie was arrested, too, for misdemeanor hindering prosecution because she tried to wash the blood away from the crime scene.
Yeah, all because of a pocket dial.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she have her phone in her pocket?
Well, she should.
Why did she have pockets on at the time?
I know. I'm surprised. She should have turned her phone off.
Speaking of obese, this guy is just bad. 26-year-old Kevin Gilman of Whitehall, Ohio, weighs nearly 500 pounds. And, of course, when he goes to Walmart, he rides around in the motorized shopping cart.
Mm.
On Tuesday, for whatever reason, Kevin decided to use that motorized scooter for some low-speed shoplifting. Kevin first grabbed some paint, then drove himself to the clothing section, threw some paint on the clothes, and set them on fire.
What?
The fire was supposed to be a distraction while Kevin stole electronics. The fire created chaos, and the store's front door got locked, which blocked him from escaping. And, yeah, the Walmart's door locked when there was a fire alarm trapping everyone inside. That
makes
a lot of sense. That's an issue for another day.
Yeah.
Kevin was arrested for aggravated arson and petty theft.
Wow.
Good work.
Wow.
Fine work. Time for us to get out of here. Ben is in next. Tomorrow on the show, two big things. We will have an interview with Congresswoman Kristi Noem at 8:20. Also tomorrow, we're going to pop some tags.
Yes.
We only got $20 in our pocket, but we got two tickets to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis at Augustana.
Nice.
That show sold out, by the way. Did you know that?
I did know that.
It's sold out and we've got tickets to give away tomorrow. So be listening up for that. We'll give those away in the 7 o'clock hour. Have a good one.
Hot 1047.com.